We've been bringing you all summer long and into the autumn books about the Northland, from the Northland, and by Northland authors. The Northeastern Minnesota Book Awards, NEMBA, were established in 1988 to recognize books that substantially represent Northeastern Minnesota in the areas of history, culture, heritage, or lifestyle. One of those nominees in the poetry category was Home Studies, written by Duluth's Julie Gard, and she joins us this morning on the phone to tell us a little bit more about the book and read some of her poetry. Hey, Julie, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
So nice to have you. Would you flip to page 12 in your book and
sure.
read a wonderful poem called Fractals for us? It's something that I think a lot of folks can empathize with.
Sure, I'd be glad to. Fractals. Don't touch me, my daughter says half the time I reach out. The other half, she takes my hand, leans into me. The other half of the time, she's the one reaching for me. When she says don't touch me, half of the time she's already sitting next to me with her left side pressed against my right. Half of the time, she's across the room, and I'm reading a book. She wants to know if it's a book about her. Then she's angry, if it is, or if it's not.
And, yeah, there are many of us who can empathize, I guess, with that kind of a relationship. It's a beautiful way of summing it up. The poems in this book are so wide-ranging. And you're reading along, and it's a book of poetry, and you're reading, and some, they're prose poems. Some of them resonate, some maybe don't. And then you turn the page, and it says, in the summer of 2000, a neighbor tried to burn our house down. These objects are from the thrift shop where he worked. And we go into a whole section where the title is a description of something, and there's a price tag attached. There's a story there.
Right. There is a story there, a true story, unfortunately, and, you know, fortunately in some ways, because our house wasn't burnt down, and, you know, and I was able to write about it to process the experience. I'm an avid thrift shopper, and I include the prices of the objects because, of course, you know, any bargain hunter knows that that's part of what matters. You know, if you get it for 30 cents or 40 cents, there's a difference there. I found that I could process this experience by writing off of found objects. That was my approach.
Any idea why the neighbor tried to burn your house down?
Well, it was this, he I think was dealing, you know, with some mental illness and had a history of arson, which we didn't know about, and was just kind of upset when we sort of maybe tried to put some boundaries up, realizing that he had some issues and that kind of thing. And it may have fallen a little bit into the category of some homophobia going on, things like that. So it was a very unsettling experience. But we were fortunate that we had a lot of wonderful neighbors there, too. And the police were really good. And, you know, there were positive parts to it. And it was also kind of a motivator to move back to Minnesota and to Duluth, which has been a wonderful place to live for the past 9 years. So there were some positives that came out of it.
On page 25, you've written a wonderful poem, and I guess I'll let you introduce it because you're the one who's going to know whether you got a good price for this or not. But you've written a poem that comes under that heading. It's one about one of those found objects. Would you read the poem on page 25?
Sure, this is the first one in this section. Silver bracelet, $1. A simple form is best for first. There is something to say of eternity here, one life in one forged curve. One can take sides in a physical world where a metal ring forms in and out. One cannot take sides where the inner eye sees a rounded line and the lamp sees silver. Each meaning molten to the next in the metal itself, each meaning forged by heat.
And then finally, if you would share for us, at the end of the book, toward the end of the book, this is called Poem to Live By. It's on page 69.
Sure. Poem to Live By. I have no idea how to live. Our daughter ran away. The days grew shorter. Your father died. The car would not stop, and I slid on steep ice, almost into the lake. All winter, I tried to exist without thought, like a blank sheet of paper, to be empty of expectation and fear, to freeze into one pattern. But a fire burned in my gut. I could see it through my skin. She did come back, and I swerved the car into an abandoned lot just in time. Your father became the woods where he fell, having shown us how to die. Our daughter listens for him from our place in the circle, in the snow-pressed arc of the stopping wheels of the car.
Julie Gard's book of poetry, nominated for a NEMBA Award. It's called Home Studies. Julie, thank you so much for sharing your work with us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Julie Gard, our guest on Minnesota Reads. Minnesota Reads on Northland Morning is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.